Okay, let's bring the September 26th session of the City Council to order. Thank you for your patience in getting us started a little bit late. Let the record show that all council members are present. And for this evening's leading the pledge, we've asked Commander Tim Olivas to lead the pledge for us and tell us a little bit about himself, which he has to do just off the cuff because I just told him today.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, council members. Would everybody please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. As the mayor stated, my name is Tim Olivas. I'm the commander with Morro Bay Police Department. I came to Morro Bay in July of 2004. I actually started my career in law enforcement in Morro Bay as a police officer in 1988 after graduating from Cal Poly. And I've always had, in about 1989, I was offered a job with Department of Fish and Game, which was kind of my dream career. I've worked with them for the past 14 years. I was a captain. And I always had a drawback to the San Luis Obispo area in Morro Bay. When this position came open, I saw an opportunity to move my family back here, and which I came down and interviewed Chief John DeRohan, actually, before he interviewed me officially. And I was very impressed with the department and where it was headed, and it was a big draw for me to come back here. So that's what brought me back to the coast here was the department and the wonderful area to live.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, thanks for doing that last minute. Appreciate that. Announcements. First of all, office hours for my mayor office hours this week will be from 10:30 till noon. I have another engagement at 12:30, so I'm moving it up a half an hour and cutting it half an hour. So I will be over at the community center from 10:30 till noon. Other announcements. I know you've seen a lot and heard a lot about the wonderful response we had to our hurricane relief drive. It was absolutely amazing. And I have to just go down a list of thank yous, and I hope I didn't miss anybody because I've tried to get everybody on here. And I was just so thrilled, and so was Sam Blakesley's office. By the time they got here, we were the last one on the schedule. They'd been doing this for a week. So when they got to us, they were all a little bit tired. And they got there and saw a barbecue and heard the Whitecaps playing, and they said it just gave them such a kick and revived their energy, and they just really had a good time. And Morro Bay alone filled to the brim. You couldn't fit another carton in there. That whole moving truck. And I took 8 cartons the next day to the warehouse over in San Luis. So we just had an incredible response from this community. And I'm so grateful and so proud of everybody that participated. And these are the people that I'm going to give special credit to. Andrea and her crew, they were great with getting everything there for us to set up. And Andrea even had to bring over a van for all the empty boxes and things at the end of the day. And she picked that stuff up herself. The police explorers were amazing. They got the brochure, or the flyers out, number one. They worked all day long, not only helping with the barbecue, but helping everybody unload their cars, helping us load the truck. They were just tireless and wonderful, and I can't say enough good things about them. The police department themselves putting on a wonderful barbecue and raising some funds for their sister city in Louisiana. As far as people who came and helped set up, Thad and Louise Baxley were two of the first ones there, along with Stan House, Roger Anderson. We had actually both our candidates so far for supervisor, Roger Anderson and Bruce Gibson, were both helping us. Jim and Rachel Phillips were there the whole, Rachel was there the whole day. Vicki Landis was there the whole day and also helped get flyers out. Johnny Munoz was wonderful. He and Carol Tusignant at the fire department were the ones who took care of all the kids' games and things, sorted everything, packed it. They were there all day. Bob and Tish Teft were there all day. Emilia Miguel, Linda Merrill, Cindy Heimel, Beverly Abbey, who brought a bunch of books from her store, Del Mar Elementary, these kids again, I am so impressed with the kids in this school. They brought 600 children's books to go into the fund, the relief truck. Yeah, they're just great. They're just amazing. They always come through. Betty, Melody, and Bill were all there helping. We had some young girls that came pretty late in the day from Baywood Park in Monarch Grove, and they came with some embroidered pillowcases and stuff that they were donating. And then they saw just the total chaos that was reigning at that point, and they stayed and helped pack, which I thought was just great. Priscilla Coe, she hit up her dentist for a couple of cases of toothpaste and brought them over. The Whitecaps Band thanked them so much for participating because it just made it such an all-American wonderful event. They just really added a lot of pizzazz to it. The fire department were the group that helped with all of the stuff that was left over, and there were 3 truckloads of stuff that was inappropriate for the relief drive, so we took all of those, they did, the fire department volunteers, over to the Goodwill Center so that it was still going to be used in a good place. Penny Harrington was able to send several boxes of clothes to the police personnel in New Orleans. Patricia Bogart, who is living here, she's an evacuee from New Orleans. She and her puppy were present, and they collected for the hospitality industry that are out of jobs back there. And the total of the drive, the week-long drive, there were 40 tons of donated items, and $33,534 was raised for the Red Cross. So it just, it was amazing. Yeah, thank you. So thank you to everyone. I was just so proud of this city because we really did good. Oh, yeah, we're better than any of them. I think we collected more than anybody else. But we're not telling that to everybody in the media. Just all of you can know. Okay, next announcement. Unfortunately, we're losing someone else from PWAB, Brad Bellois. Wonderful. This is the fellow that runs the lock shop here on Morro Bay Boulevard, and he and Kim were asked to open another lock shop in Hawaii, which they did, and it sort of made him unable to fulfill his obligation every month on PWAB, and I can see why. So anyhow, we wish them really luck with that that new job, and hopefully sometime when his time is free, he can come back again. Other announcements? Okay.
As we may or may not know, because it was not the world's best secret, but the solar panel project on the community center was nominated this year for a award for the Pollution Prevention Week activities, and because it hadn't been in operation 6 months or something like that, and it's really not finished, it's automatically being, because we're going to have some neat displays in there, it's automatically being entered again next year. So the APCD sent us a letter saying that it is automatically entered next year for recognition, and so congratulations.
Melody? Okay. Betty?
Just a reminder that October 1st is History Day in San Luis, and if you want to attend any of those events, just let me know.
And Dad? Okay. All right, closed session report. Rob?
Yes, good evening. Prior to tonight's regular session, council met on closed session on 3 separate items. The first was conference with labor negotiator. The second was personnel issues dealing with the evaluation of the city manager. And the last one was real property transactions. The property discussed was the outfall line with the city and Duke Engineer. Duke Energy. No action was taken that requires reporting under the Brown Act.
Thank you. Have a drink. Okay. This is time for public comment, and please come forward. Limit your comments to 3 minutes. And Craig, hello.
Mayor Peters, council members, my name is Greg Smith with State Parks. Just wanted to give you an update as to what's going on within the park lately. Monday, we'll start taking down the temporary symbolic fence on Morro Strand State Beach. That yellow rope fence will come down. Probably have that down in 2 or 3 days. At the south end of Morro Strand Campground, the old entrance to the campground at Hatteras, we are removing what's left of the asphalt in that area and restoring that. So the asphalt should be out as of the end of today, and we'll start planting some vegetation in there and keep the trail open. But you'll see a change in that area probably over the next winter when we get some rain. I want to thank Rick Algert. Rick and I have been meeting with the owner of Associated Pacific Contractors. They're the concessionaire for running the marina at Morro Bay State Park. We had a meeting with the Boat Owners Association. Everybody was smiling, and it's been a long time since we've seen that at the marina, and I owe that to Rick. So thanks very much, Rick. You're seeing a little bit of paving going on in the campground. The hookup sites, which were not part of the original project, are getting a one-inch cap, so it's going to be a little smoother walking in there and driving for folks, and that project should be done in the next 2 days. With the cost of asphalt, it's been stressing the contractor out there, so the paving project took a little longer than we had anticipated. And with that, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. I'm Betty Forsyth, and proud resident of Morro Bay. And Friday, we had a program, Know Your Library and Know Your Gardens. And it was a wonderful program, and I want to thank everybody that participated. Nancy Johnson brought the master gardeners down, and thank God her husband was there to set up some of the furniture. But it was a wonderful event. And another thing that we have here is so much history. And this history is repeated today when people come out either through Helping Hands or they volunteer for other programs. And, you know, all I can think about is the future is going to be wonderful, because with all this fruit and seeds and things growing, it's got to be better. And I really am happy to be here, and I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a lovely event.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Hank Roth, Morro Bay. I wanted to let you know that our next Neighborhood Watch informational meeting will be Wednesday, September 28th at the Morro Bay Community Center. The meeting will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the multipurpose room. This month's topic will be on city emergency services, and our two guest speakers will be Captain George Reese from the Morro Bay Fire Department and Rich Rolson, the Morro Bay Public Safety Dispatch Supervisor. Refreshments will be provided by Grace Paletti and friends, and I want to invite you all to be there. Thank you.
Grace Paletti was another person that was there at the hurricane relief.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
was.
Grace Paletti, thank you. Okay. I knew I'd forget somebody.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Keith Taylor, resident North Morro Bay, speaking as a friend of the Morro Bay Fire Department. This is a little recap of what our fire department does. Morro Bay Fire Department emergency responses from 9:49 p.m. September 21st, 2005 to 1:30 p.m. September 22nd, 2005. 9:49, the on-duty crew responded to medical aid on Balboa Street. 10:22, while on the medical aid on Balboa Street, a second 9/11 came in. Non-paramedic reserve personnel responded to the medical aid at Teresa Drive. 1:59 a.m., engine 5391 responded to a medical aid on Monterey. 5:34, engine 5391 responded to a medical aid on Berwick. 7:52, engine 5391 responded to a medical aid on Cerrito Street. 4 minutes later, at 7:56, while on medical aid on Cerrito Street, a second medical aid was dispatched to Atascadero Road. The crew was split up with one person responding to the medical aid on Atascadero Road. 8:30 a.m., engine 5391 responded to a medical aid on Marina. 8:35, while on medical aid on Marina Street, off-duty personnel responded to a second medical aid on Atascadero Road. At 9:54, engine 5391 responded to a public assist on Monterey. 10:04, while on a public assist, a medical aid was dispatched to Rennell, and a general alarm was requested. The fire chief and one firefighter responded with no paramedics. Engine 5391 responded as quickly as it could after finishing up the previous public assist. 10:52, engine 5391 returned to Monterey Street for follow-through work that could not be accomplished on the initial incident. 12:16, 5391 responded to a report of medical aid on Ironwood Street. 1:16, while on a medical aid on Ironwood Street, a walk-in medical aid at the fire station was dispatched during 15 and a half hours in Morro Bay. Morro Bay Fire Department responded to 14 emergency incidents. Simultaneous incidents occurred 5 times, affecting 10 emergency responses. I would just like to thank our chief and our fire personnel for the work they do for us.
Thank you.
Uh,
Hi, my name is Sam Gilstrap. I'm a resident of Pismo Beach, but we have my company. We have several projects we're looking at doing in the city of Morro Bay. I appreciate this chance to speak tonight. My comments tonight are about the parking in lieu fee. The interim fee increased to $20,000 per space. I have some concerns about that because I really strongly believe it's going to have adverse effects on the local business here and redevelopment of the downtown core. I fully agree that the fees are too low right now. They're too low any way you look at them, and they need to be increased. We have we actually have another project. Just to put this in perspective, what the $20,000 fee would do. We have another project we're in the process of designing for Morro Bay right now. It's in the downtown core. It'll be a very strong asset to the community. We've designed it, we've tried to be responsive to what we've seen in previous city council meetings, the increase of desire from the council to have more commercial space. We've actually are designing that project to have 25% commercial to 75% residential, and we're trying to make all that work. The economics of it get a little more challenging. What this does to the project, though, is you increase the commercial, it increases your parking demand. We rely on our residential units to financially support the project. And so we really, if we cut those away, all of a sudden we don't have enough money to build the project. With the increased parking in lieu fees, what that does, it takes our commercial space, which is already a break-even or a loss, and it further adds the burden there. And so we're left with a couple choices as we're trying to develop this property, and that is to either, one, not develop it at all, or two, to cut down our commercial space. And I believe that's an unintended consequence of raising the fee so high. Specifically, as we run our numbers, actually, we can afford to do $12,000 per space, which is, I think, pretty close to what the Planning Commission recommended. Further to that, it's going to hurt local businesses. The only chance that they have, if they add on their property, if they put another 100 square feet on their property, they can't park it on site. They're going to have to pay the fee. And for a lot of these people, they just don't make that much to make that make sense. I really think it's going to negatively affect the property further with increasing the fees in this interim period. I think a more thorough study needs to be done before they're increased so much. And there's other alternatives to help pay for parking in the city, which don't necessarily hurt the businesses. You can have a parking assessment district. There can be bond measures. There's other things to help so businesses really don't end up taking the brunt of this, and that we can still afford to build commercial in this town. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Marla Bruton from North Morro Bay. And I came to talk about the project at Quintana and Main Street. And to start this out, I think I went through all the channels that I could go through. And it ends up that it's all your decisions and your responsibility and your authority to administer, I guess, the building process in the city. And I want to thank Mr. Ambo. He was the first person I talked to, and he was very helpful. From there, it kind of went downhill. Anyway, I took a bunch of pictures of that, and I came in here once before to talk about the tree that was cut down. This tree on Christy Fry's blueprints from Triad Home shows a 12-inch diameter tree being removed. This was also a raptor habitat. There was a nest in the tree, and it was nesting season. That's where I began coming to you, all right? Now, I've been just about everywhere I could be. I had to go to the code enforcement officer to get traffic implemented there. It was a huge mess, and I don't know why the city engineer and public works would not be on top of something like that in a major thoroughfare in the city. The company that's another thing, Christy Fry's. Christy Fry's Blueprints, and the reason I'm bringing up Christy Fry's Blueprints is because if you go to the Morro Bay Building Department and you pull out a grading permit, the first two grading permits on this job had really nothing on them, no conditions, anything like that. And the way the city handles it is everything's on the blueprints. So when I make reference to Triad Home and Christy Fry's Blueprints, this is how I got to that place, okay? And if I couldn't read blueprints at all, where do you go, you know? So I'd like some improvement in that area. I don't think it would be that difficult. On her blueprints, this shows it shows that there's a 6-inch sewer lateral, she calls it, coming out of the building. It's a commercial building, and her blueprints show that this is a 6-inch sewer lateral, is what she calls it. The sewer manual for the state of California.
Sorry. I'll be back.
Okay. Thanks, Marla.
Richard Sadowski, Central Coast Ocean Outfall Group. I spoke at a public works advisory board meeting, and Mr. Boucher, after I left, made reference to an 8-inch pipe on the beach by North Morro Bay, by North Point, where your dog can swim without a leash there, where they can run free. It's, according to Greg Smith, that's Chevron's private property with a city easement. I was a field engineer for about 20 years, so I have a lot of experience in the field. There's two, what I would call about 24-inch pipes, maybe schedule 80, maybe 120, that lie on the beach there in North Morro Bay. And I am very, very concerned with what's going on in Bill Thomas's area by Paso and East, and what is going on with the reclamation area or selenium being dumped in our estuary. I am very concerned about the health and safety of not only the Morro Bay citizens, Cayuga citizens, but also the surfers and that use the beaches and the tourists that come in. And I would like to know if maybe this city council can have some kind of a environmental workshop where you can get all the people there on site. You can take a look and see what's going on over there and what are the plans there. I asked Mr. Bill Boucher if he is thinking about issuing an encroachment permit there for those, for that easement. I think that we as a public, as you said, Janice, you have a transparent government, and we appreciate that, and I'd like to really be, I think that the citizens need to know what's going on in that area. And as far as before the election, by the way, I voted for you in November 2nd, while I was working at Cayucas, I made reference to my boss, Bonnie Conley, that I'm looking forward to maybe we'll have a female mayor. And her response to that was that it doesn't matter if the mayor is male or female, Bill Boucher runs Morro Bay. That's what she said to me. So, I mean, that's the kind of attitude that we have with some of our public servants. So let's just keep that in mind as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to Bill.
Hello, Madam Mayor, City Council. I just am here really to invite Susie Schultz, Executive Director of the Morro Bay Harbor Festival. And I'm here really just to invite everyone to come on down to the 24th Annual Morro Bay Harbor Festival this Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd, as well as the After Dark events on Saturday from 6 to 9. Some of the highlights this year will be a chowder cook-off in the wine pavilion, as well as a chef's demonstration. We've tried to make the festival more family-oriented by adding some carnival-type events for the children and putting them down at Beach Street. There'll be the 175-foot Coast Guard buoy tender, George Cobb, coming in. So we'll have that out at the North T Pier. But I just wanted everybody to really to keep in mind that that's what's going on this weekend, and there'll be a lot of people in town, and we hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be there.
My name is John Weiss. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. We have a business, Coast Electronics. This will be our 27th year in Morro Bay. And I'm on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce. And I do appreciate the work that you guys do and the challenges that you face. I know that the last budget session was very challenging. And I know that we want to promote the city so we can increase revenue so that we can offer the services that the citizens like myself all come to expect. And with the Chamber of Commerce and other nonprofit organizations like for the Harbor Festival and others, we've faced some challenges in particular with insurance and also with some of the city fees. And of course, bear in mind that these are nonprofit organizations comprised of volunteers like myself who invest time to promote the city. And it's a challenge that we need to resolve so that such events like the 4th of July and other Harbor Festival can reap the maximum benefit for the community, because that's what these events are for.
Excuse me, John, you know we do have a public hearing on that.
I do know that. And unfortunately, I have to take care of my wife. And
all right, I just want to make sure.
I'm taking this moment.
All right.
I appreciate that. And that's one of the reasons I'm here. So those are some of the challenges. You brought up an event, and I did participate. I attended and gave to the American Red Cross and donated for the police department. But if a nonprofit organization had tried to run the same event that you did, you know, the Chamber of Commerce was charged over $700 to have a flag raised. You know, and there were a lot of insurance issues that we had to resolve and work through that any nonprofit faces. And so we need to try to come together so that nonprofits can promote the city and bring tourists to town and benefit the business community. My particular business is not tourist-based, and while we do get some tourists in a store, our store business goes down during the holiday events, art in the park, and so on. But we reap the benefit when the community profits. And so our interest is indirect, but as a volunteer and as a community member, insurance and the fees that are being charged to nonprofits needs to be resolved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. My name is Roger Ewing. I'm a Morro Bay citizen. Three items I wish to address. Last weekend, not the recent one, the previous one, we had a major event here in town, the International Skateboard Slalom Championship. Was held here in Morro Bay, and it was filmed by ESPN. And 10 citizens that I asked knew nothing about it, including myself. I happened to walk down to get a cup of coffee and notice that it was taking place, and there were very few people in attendance. And this is a national event with national television coverage, an opportunity, a golden opportunity to show to the world how well Morro Bay can shine. And yet there were very few people in attendance. And I think that's a disgrace. Begs the question, what direction is our Chamber of Commerce taking? And what direction is our Promotions Committee taking when nobody in town knows that this national event is taking place in our city? So please resolve that problem as well as the fees. Second item, a lot has been said in the last few months about ecotourism and how Morro Bay could certainly benefit from ecotourism. What is ecotourism? Everybody seems to have a different answer. So I would hope that one of you, if not all of you, would agendize the item and have a discussion exactly what Morro Bay expects from ecotourism. We have a lot that the tourist would be very interested in from an environmental and ecological point of view. We have a national estuary. We have great bicycle paths. We have great bird watching. So the opportunity for ecotourism is there, but I think it's the time is now to address it and define it, and let's start going for it. And that leads me to my last item, and that is to thank and compliment Councilmember Thad Baxley for bringing forward the annexation of the Back Bay, which in and of itself lends itself to ecotourism. So thank you, Thad. I hope you can move that process ahead rather quickly, and let's get into the annexation of the Back Bay. I could go on, but I think that's it. And I thank you very kindly for the opportunity to speak. Have a good meeting.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Dennis, Linda Merrill, you left one person out to thank for all of that Katrina fundraiser, and that is yourself. You couldn't thank yourself, I'm sure, but you did a fantastic job. I mean, it was...
Thank you.
She hung in there. I mean, it was backbreaking for 5 hours, and you were there every minute, and you did a wonderful organization job, and there were some beautiful gifts for children, and, you know, just so many things as we're boxing. We're just, I can't believe this. Look at these T-shirts. Look at these things. So
thank you.
You did a great job. My name is Linda Merrill. I don't know if I said that. I have a couple of things to discuss here this evening. One is I want to thank all of you on the council for taking on the parking in lieu fees. That is something that has been sort of a thorn, or however you want to look at it, in people's side. Like, the amount has never really been enough to do anything in the city to provide parking. So we either have to raise the fees or get rid of the program. And I don't know, there might be another alternative. Maybe somebody has a better idea. Also, I'd like to thank you all again for the fees that you're planning to charge special events. I think it's time that the city recognize that there are expenses that maybe haven't been covered, and to kind of deal with that. And I know that's not a real easy thing to do, but I do appreciate you doing. And regarding the survey that's going on about the bond issue and the taxes, I've had people complaining about the questions and the way they're asked, and I'd like to know if I could find out, get a copy of the questions that are on the survey. I haven't been asked yet, and I'd like to know who approved the questions, and if maybe you could review them and just have yes and no answers. If people want a bond issue, say yes. If they don't, say no. If they like taxes, yes. But you're not a bad citizen if you say no, you don't want taxes in this town. So I think that I've heard a lot of complaints about the kind of manipulative tone of the questions, and I'd like you to all review that survey. Maybe you could all get a copy and kind of go over it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, bringing it back to the council. One question on the selenium situation. Bruce, do you have any sort of an update on what's happening with that? I know we've already weighed in on our objection to it, and there were some public hearings about it. Do you know where it stands now?
Right, Madam Mayor and Council. We provided our comments, and so did a number of other agencies and different entities. And I think the next step, if they don't go back and rescope the project and provide a more accurate description, which is what we had hoped for, the next step is to respond to the comments in the final environmental impact statement. just judging from the questions that we raised and the inadequacy of the information, it's probably going to be quite some time, I would think, to get towards responding to that information. Now, I've been reading all of the other comments that the other agencies have provided, and I would expect it to take quite some time to adequately address those questions.
Okay, so you're staying updated on it, and you'll
They've got a designated person at the county that's also kind of shepherding their environmental process, but if they don't go back to the description, the next step would be to address it in the final document.
Okay,
and then we respond to if that's what they do. There's a public comment review period to that, too.
Okay, thank you. Any other council comments in regard to public comments?
Well, I think there were some good comments made about promotions. In light of the joint meeting that we had, any feedback in terms of just sending our personal comments to the promotions committee? Are we planning to follow up in any way with the meeting that we had, or are we waiting for them to come back to us? I can't remember where we left that.
Bob, do you want to give us an idea what you think the next step is there?
Yeah, I'll try to comment. I think the expectation is that for the promotions committee will address the issue of their bylaws and goals and come up with a draft, and that material will, once acceptable to the committee, they'll forward it to you for review and your comments and concerns. On the promotional issue itself, I wanted to make one comment, and that is that with the limited promotion budget we have, there's a limited number of paid advertising things going on. And with special events like this, we are forwarding that information to our advertising agency in the hope that they are able to pitch a what's called a public relations story or kind of a news story on the issue. And in this case, that was tried, and there wasn't a great deal of coverage on it. That is, in many cases, the mode by which we would try to promote events and that sort of thing because of the limited advertising budget we have now.
Okay. And then the concerns raised about the Quintana project, do we just need to talk to staff personally if we want to follow up on that, or does the council want to, I don't know that there's anything, I'm not sure what she was going to say and what we need to do about that.
Well, I think you could probably talk to Marla about it and get more information and then follow through. If there's anything you want to bring up as a future agenda, we can do that.
Okay.
Dad, anything? Okay. All right. We're ahead of time even. Let's take a short break, and then we'll start our public hearings at 7 o'clock.